You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. Happy Wednesday night to you. Hope you had a good day. If you did not, let me help you get over the hump. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when we get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you oh so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. And thank you to you, the listeners, the callers, the participants of the show. We got a lot to do. Of course, every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I am bringing you a new top six list. Tonight, 2 hours from now, we're going to talk about the top six head coaches in the NFL. Right now, today, this moment. We'll get there. Be patient. Of course, some other big news that took place today. LeBron James signing a contract extension with the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll get into that deal and what it means for not only LeBron, but more importantly, what does this mean for the Lakers? We also learned today that Pau Gasol is going to have his number retired by the Los Angeles Lakers. It seems to everyone that maybe, I assume, between tomorrow, before the end of the week, we should have a better idea as to what will happen with Deshaun Watson. And we'll get there when we get there. The NBA schedule has been released. Derwin James is getting paid. Mike Zimmer, former head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, is no longer coaching in the NFL. He's down in college. And he's teamed up with one of the greatest players of all time. I'll tell you where he went. And in a few minutes, speaking of coaches, we'll talk about a coach who, he needs a hug. That's Nick Saban. We got a lot to do. If you want to give me a holler here at CBS Sports Radio, it's simple. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. That's at JR Sport Brief. And if you follow me at JR Sport Brief, you'll pretty much already know everything that we're going to discuss, everything that we're going to talk about. But before we get into Nick Saban the Grouch, and before we get into LeBron James and his contract next hour, it's simple. Shep, how are you?
JR, I'm with you, man. I couldn't be better.
Well, what if I, like, kicked you in the shin? Would you say that?
Yeah, but that's against JR Sport Brief's religion about kicking anybody when they're down, so I ain't worried about that.
Oh, no, I'd kick somebody standing up in the shin.
When have you ever kicked someone in your life in the shin? Come on.
Whenever I ever kicked somebody in the shin, I've thought about it quite frequently.
Yeah, but thought about it and actualizing it in reality is a two different separate entities.
Yeah, I haven't done it. Not yet.
Thank you.
I still got time.
You may do it to Saban after tonight.
Do I want to kick Nick Saban in the
shin? That was a joke. I know you would never do that to anybody.
He's 70 years old.
I'm aware. So is the other guy that you rightfully went after yet last night.
Who?
I'm not going to mention his name, but you know exactly who I'm referring to. He can't keep the James last name or surname out of his mouth.
Oh, wow. Yeah, if I kicked either one of these guys in the shin, if I kicked Skip Bayless or Nick Saban in the shin.
Of course he's going to mention his name.
No, of course I mentioned his name. If I kicked either one of these guys in the shins, it'd be over, man. Be over.
Great.
Not great. That's not what you're supposed to say.
No, I said I agree, not that it would be great.
Oh,
they're 70
said,
years old. What do you expect from them?
I thought you said
Gumby?
Great. I thought you said great.
No, I would never. You would never do it, let alone me encourage you to do it.
Yeah, but I can think about it.
It's fair.
Either way, I'm not kicking Skip Bayless in the shins. He doesn't have to worry about his shins. And neither does Nick Saban. And we might as well start off tonight's show talking about Nick Saban. I gave you a brief mention last night. To no one's surprise, no one at all, College football season is right around the corner. We know this. Just like the pros. The weather's about to change. We're about to exit August. We're about to exit September, or excuse me, August. And then we're going to blink and we'll be looking right at September. And so it's going to be football season. You'll be able to watch college and professional football from September until basically January, almost all the way until February. And I believe Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be relaunching the XFL, so you have even more football to watch. And one of the most successful coaches of all time, one of the most successful programs of all time happens to be the Alabama Crimson Tide. We know this, okay? Every year, we're reminded. Every year, they're at the top of the rankings. Every year, they're the team that's expected to get knocked off the perch. And thank God, Georgia did it last year. And despite Alabama losing, Nick Saban came back and he's just like, oh, well, not worried about it too much. It's just a rebuilding year. Nick Saban came out and basically said, oh, well, yeah, guys, this was us just trying to get it together. If you don't recall, Shep, do we have that for people to hear?
Unfortunately, we do.
Well, let's take a listen.
Last year, we had kind of a rebuilding year, so we should have 9 starters back on offense, 9 on defense, but 6 guys go out early for the draft, so now we have 5 back on offense and 7 back on defense. So that in and of itself creates a few more question marks, but it also creates opportunity for other players to be able to shine in the program and contribute in a positive way.
Oh, man, all these excuses. And that was Nick Saban having a conversation with McElroy and Kubelik. And it's just like, man, can't you just take your L and go in peace? Is that an excuse for losing last year? It's like Alabama can't win every year. And Nick Saban, sure, he's used to winning. Not every year, come on. He won that national championship in 2003 with LSU. He went to the Miami Dolphins, was there for 2 years. They stunk. He told everybody, yeah, I'm not going back to college. And then he went right to Alabama, and he decided to win a championship in 09, 11, 12, 15, 17, 2020. And it's like, damn, Nick Saban, go away. And don't expect Nick Saban to go away because he's not going anywhere. Last year, he signed an 8-year deal. They gave him a contract extension that will basically take him up to 2029. Nick Saban is going to make $10.5 million per season. He turns 71 on Halloween. No, I'm not. It's not a joke. Yeah, Nick Saban's birthday is on Halloween. One thing that he never has to worry about is a mask. But that's besides the point. Nick Saban is someone known to be just rather cantankerous, abrasive. He's an excellent head coach at the college ranks. He knows how to recruit. He knows how to bring in NFL quality talent to help him run his squads. But ultimately, Nick Saban, in the public persona, he's been a little bit of a jerk. I mean, there was a time where he belittled a no-name reporter. And there's been another time where Nick Saban decided to actually go after a name reporter, somebody like Maria Taylor. Do you remember this from a few years ago on ESPN? After the game, Nick Saban had an interaction. He did not like being asked about his quarterback options. Listen to this.
All right, Coach, everyone had questions about who was going to start at quarterback when this game started. What answers did you have about your quarterbacks after watching both of them play tonight?
Well, I still like both guys. I think both guys are good players. I think both guys can help our team. All right, so why do you continually try to get me to say something that doesn't respect one of them? I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Well, damn. Damn. He needs a what is that? Metamucil, is that what it is?
I'm going to go with the very famous J.R. Swarbrick quote, which is, Nick Saban need a hug right now.
Yeah, he needs a hug.
Yes.
I don't know what Nick Saban is doing right now. It is August 17, 2022. I don't know if he's sitting around looking at film. I don't know if he's trying to figure out his team and his schedule for this. Yeah, I have no idea what he's doing. He could be at home right now having a glass of Jack. Maybe he's laying in bed with his wife. I have no idea. He still needs a hug. That was from Maria Taylor a couple of years ago. Hurts and Tagovailoa trying to figure that situation out. And then even a couple of months ago, you can't forget this. This was Nick Saban pitching a fit about Texas A&M. He's like, oh, man, these guys are out there just buying all their players.
You've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Well, damn. Jimbo Fisher was not happy with that statement, as you can imagine. And between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban, they reportedly mended their fences after those comments. And Jimbo had his own public comments to say in response. Now, what's the latest? Why do I say that Nick Saban needs a hug? Well, it's not just coaches and contemporaries. Let's keep in mind, Jimbo Fisher used to work for Nick Saban. It's not just Maria Taylor, who at the time worked for ESPN. It's also players. It's individuals who have won championships with Nick Saban. How about it's someone who was a Pro Bowler last season in his rookie year? Najee Harris of the Pittsburgh Steelers. This man won two championships at Alabama. He had amazing seasons, two of them at Alabama as a starter. 1,200 yards, 1,500 yards, 13 touchdowns, 26 touchdowns. This man was lighting it up, and that's just on the ground. He supplanted Derrick Henry as their all-time leading rusher. No one has gained more yards on the ground in Alabama history than Najee Harris. And so Najee sat down with the Pivot Podcast, and he basically let everybody know, man, my time back in school, back at Alabama, oh yeah, me and Nick Saban, we didn't always get along. I didn't appreciate how he talked to me.
All right, so me and Saban, man, we did not get along at first, all right? We had a couple arguments at first because he just didn't understand the type of dude I was. You know what I mean? I don't know how many Cali dudes he had, but I'm not the type of dude to, like, just sit back, you know what I mean, and just, like, let somebody just, like, talk to me, I guess, in a way, and then not expect me to say something. I could take coaching, but, like, it's a certain type of line when you cross them. It's like, all right, bro, I'm a man. Like, you ain't gonna talk to me like that, bro. So I guess that, like, he wasn't used to, like, having somebody talk back to him in a way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he said something to me, blah, 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 and then, like, who you talking to like that? I was, like, kind of looking. I'm like, if I... You think you're talking to like that? I was like, look at coach. I was like, man, look at, coach me, man. You could coach me, but never don't think you could like you more than just a coach to me. Like, I mean, don't try to like belittle me. Right. I feel like I was belittled. You know what yeah. I mean? So like, we had a couple arguments, man. Like, another incident. Like, I always got in fights there. See, I'm at 22. You're always fighting. Like, it's always you. You can do it again. You're leaving practice. So I'm like, man, this. You know what I mean? I'm like, man. So, man, we bump heads a lot.
Well, I mean, the results at the end, he says at the beginning, certainly towards the end of his tenure at Alabama, they had the ultimate success. They won another championship with him as the feature back. And so if you have to look at things, I mean, yeah, Nick Saban and Alabama, they got the results that they wanted. They won a national championship. And at this point, Najee Harris says that his relationship with Nick Saban, or ultimately when he left Alabama, their relationship was rock solid. Now, even in that fact, Alabama is ranked number one again this upcoming season. I mean, where's the big surprise there? Nobody can pretty much deny that fact. Got Bryce Young out there, and Nick Saban wanted to remind everybody that he's making damn near $1 million as the starting quarterback. You have one of the best defenders in the game in the entire league. You got Will Anderson out there trying to light people up. And so, yeah, sure, people are looking at Alabama and saying, oh, well, Georgia might have won, but are they going to repeat? Maybe not. I'd love to see it. My folks in Athens are right down the road. But we've seen this time and time again. It's 2022. Is Nick Saban supposed to last this entire contract? Do we have to look and listen to Nick Saban until 2029? I mean, damn. 7 more seasons of this guy? I guess as long as he's winning championships, I wouldn't be surprised if he decided to walk away ahead of time. Unless Nick Saban is just collecting checks for future generations. $10.5 million per year. He can allocate that individually to a grandchild each. 7 titles? How much further away is he trying to get from Bear Bryant? Yeah, we get it, Nick Saban. You're the best. But there comes a point in time where everybody has to change. Coaches have to change. Players change. Eras change. Personalities change. Societies change. Forget the college level. Even if I want to go ahead and take a look at the pros. We have someone like Tom Coughlin. Had the ultimate success. Or I guess not ultimate. They didn't win a Super Bowl. Didn't go there. With the Jacksonville Jaguars. Was able to look at an expansion franchise and have excellent success. He gets a job with the New York Giants. He's coaching veterans. And they're looking at him like, wait a minute. If the meeting is at 9 a.m. and I show up at 8:55, why the hell are you, Tom Coughlin, telling me I'm late? His veteran players had to tell Tom Coughlin, relax. Take it easy. Stop being so tight. The result, and not just because Tom Coughlin changed his mind, but he upset an environment, the New York Giants ended up winning a Super Bowl. The players appreciated that he changed. And we see this in college athletics and not just in football. Come on, Coach K just left. You think it's a coincidence that Coach K walked away right now? With all the changes that we have in college athletics, Roy Williams stepped away. Boeheim, come on, man, he's on borrowed time. Does anybody really think, and again, I get it, it's Nick Saban. Do you really think we will see Nick Saban coaching this team at almost 80 years old? I don't think so. Unless he's strictly in it for the cash and the money. And if he is, I can't blame him. But one thing I know. This was only 2 years ago. In a pandemic season. With Najee Harris. Where he's saying that Nick Saban just talked to him and belittled him. How long do you think that lasts? Ain't gonna last forever, I'll tell you that much. And so Nick Saban might tack on another championship or two or three. But if he wants to enjoy the final years of his career, if Nick Saban wants to actually have a good-ass time with these players, he's going to have to lighten up. This is a different time, a different era. And Nick Saban cannot coach these young men like he coached players at Toledo 30 years ago. It's a different time. It's a different era. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We have oh so much to get into here over the next several hours. We'll talk about LeBron and his contract. We'll take a look at some of the best coaches in the NFL right now. We'll talk about Derwin James getting paid. And when we come back, speaking of coaches, I'll tell you about someone who just went from the pros down to college. Who's taking that step back and embracing it? I'll tell you who on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about LeBron James and his new contract at the top of the hour. We opened up the show talking about Nick Saban. To no surprise, Alabama is number one in the preseason rankings. Yeah, even Georgia, who just won a championship, they're not there. It's like, once again, heading into this season, Georgia is just kind of at the heels of Alabama. And Najee Harris of the Pittsburgh Steelers, he just shared with us a story about Nick Saban. We have heard Nick Saban in public forums just basically be a jerk to reporters, young and old. To coaches who used to work with him. And Najee Harris is like, man, when I got to Alabama, I had to let this man know, yeah, you can coach me, but you're just not going to belittle me or talk to me any way that you feel fit. Nick Saban is the most accomplished head coach in college football history. He's also someone who got an eight-year extension that will take him to 2029. They gave him this deal last year. He's making $10.5 million per season. Is he going to collect all that money? Is he going to change with the times? He turned 71 years old on Halloween of this year. It's tough for me to imagine that he's going to coach every single year, but if he wants to stick around, I have some advice for him. Chill out. Change with the times. Sure, he has changed with the times when it comes down to football. He's tried to be a little bit more aggressive offensively. Be more dynamic instead of just focusing in on defense. But when it comes to coaching, man, it's guys can get left behind. I hope he doesn't. 855-212-4CBS. Zach is here from Denver. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Zach?
Hey, how's it going? Nick Saban is toast this year after he loses the national championship to the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and I need everybody to know it.
Well, thank you, Zach. You have anything else to add, or is that your bold statement?
Go Big Red.
Oh, that was a very simple, very elementary of a conversation. Hey, Shep, do you think the last caller could count to 10?
Not if it was on Nick Saban's watch.
Oh, Nick Saban probably chop him at the legs by the time he got to 3.
No, I don't think he's liked by anybody in the sport of college football. Like, I think he's respected and admired for the 6 national championships at Alabama specifically, but he doesn't get the same love and affinity that I think Belichick gets to the next level.
No, he doesn't.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it. And even Belichick, as cantankerous as he is, people accept him for who he is.
100%.
You know, I don't think Belichick, and he can be. We see this all the time in press conferences, and Belichick is short, and Belichick is curt, and Belichick doesn't want to talk to anybody. He's boring. But people have accepted this. There's nothing new here. He's not insulting anybody. You know, in the overall, he's not belittling anybody. He's just clamming up. He's being as vanilla can be. In the instances where Nick Saban has talked, Nick Saban is just always grumpy. Reporters, journalists. I mean, He tore one of his own reporters from Alabama. He tore one of them a new you-know-what. And it's just like, whoa, is it always that serious? I don't know if Nick Saban needs to try to fit some more exercise in. I don't know if he needs an adjustment in his diet. You don't shake this type of reputation when you're this old. And he's had success. And so people are not going to complain. He had success with Najee Harris, and Najee Harris basically called him out and saying, oh, man, yeah, you can't just talk to me any old way. And let's be real. Nick Saban can get away with it because he gets the results. We know that there are plenty of other cultures who don't get damn near half the results, and they probably talk to people any other way. We know that for general. People treat each other like trash. It doesn't matter if it's a coach-player relationship or manager. Just people talk terribly to each other. And we see it in sports. I'm your superior. I am your coach. You're going to listen to me. And if you don't, your ass will be on out of here. Well, how many players can actually, I don't want to say hit back, but how many players can actually stand up to themselves or stand up for themselves like Najee Harris? All-time leading rusher at Alabama, 2 national championships, 1 as a super premier back. He's in a fortunate position where he could say, listen, man, just shut up, relax. Najee Harris said that he stepped away from the program for 2 weeks. That's a big deal in college. We know Tom Brady is currently MIA from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in training camp, but to say that I'm going to disappear for 2 weeks in a college football program, yeah, that's a lot going on right there. I don't see Nick Saban lasting the duration of his contract. And I know it's going to sound crazy to say that he can make $10.5 million just by showing up. Is he going to want to do this when he's 76? When he's 77, is he going to be standing out there on the sidelines? Or is he going to want to sit at home and enjoy time with his wife? There does come a point in time where life actually kicks in. And I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not Nick Saban. I've never coached at the college level or the professional level. But I'm a human being. I can understand trying to spend time with family. I can understand some type of leisure time, especially when you're at the end of the damn rope. And I just hope, for however long Nick Saban is here, that he kind of mellows out, that he enters into a space of zen. Maybe all he needs is a glass of Jack, but this much is for sure, relax. I give it, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. Before Nick Saban has another public outburst, whether it's against a player, another coach, or maybe even some newspaper writer from Alabama. Nick Saban needs to chill. Shep, he just doesn't need a hug. He needs a group hug. I think that would actually work in his favor a little bit better.
That's fair.
Yeah, group hugs for everybody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. That's what I do. I give out group hugs. Nick Saban needs one. When we come back, I'm going to update you on a couple of things. I'm going to tell you about a head coach who left the NFL or got fired and is now going down to the college ranks. And I'll also tell you about a professional who's had an interesting history staying healthy and is now the highest paid safety the NFL has ever seen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Kane is in the building. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we get to the top of the hour, we're going to talk about LeBron James and this contract he signed, this new contract that he signed with the Los Angeles Lakers. What does it mean for LeBron? What does this mean for the Lakers? What does this mean for Russell Westbrook? Damn it, what does this mean for Anthony Davis? We'll get into that at the top of the hour. We opened up the show talking about Nick Saban. Najee Harris pretty much let everybody know something that is not surprising, that Nick Saban can be a bit of a jerk. And that Najee, before going to the Pittsburgh Steelers and being drafted into the NFL last year, he's like, yeah, Nick Saban thought that he could just talk to me any old way. And we butt heads. You can coach me, but you will not belittle me as a man. And so we talked about Nick, and once again, Alabama is at the top of the preseason standings, expected to go out and compete for a championship. And Nick Saban is under contract until 2029. Is he going to see this contract all the way through? I don't think so. I'm sorry. I don't. And it's probably for the better. As he continues to roll on, he can have all of the results and the championships, etc. I don't think we'll see him until 2029. I do want to update you on a few other things that have taken place so far this week over the past few days in the world of sports. First of all, you want to talk about coaches. Nick Saban had experience in the NFL. He failed with the Miami Dolphins, even though he said he would never go back to college. He did so. We have Mike Zimmer. Yeah, Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer, who just got the boot from the Minnesota Vikings. Mike Zimmer, I don't want to say that he's going backwards, but Mike Zimmer is going from the Minnesota Vikings, where he got the boot, and he's not going to another NFL team. He's not going to be an offensive coordinator for Nick Saban. Mike Zimmer is going to Jackson State University. Mike Zimmer is going to an HBCU where he will be a game analyst doing work with and for Deion Sanders. Now that's a big deal. Is this a one-year situation for Mike Zimmer? We have no idea, but this is a big move. This is a solid move. Zimmer, I just told you, he had the coach Kirk Cousins, so I have some empathy for the man. But we know outside of coaching the Minnesota Vikings, he was the defensive coordinator for the Bengals. He was the defensive coordinator for the Falcons. And now he is moving on to Jackson State University. And I think that's a big deal. We've talked about this for months and almost more than a year now. Deion Sanders going down to coach an HBCU and actually having some success here. Deion Sanders, up until this point, moving into his three seasons, is 15-5. He had to get the situation started during COVID, and he's had success. He's been able to pull in recruits that other teams would not expect him to. He's been able to just move the team into a space where they're known. Let's be real. Who talked about the Jackson State Tigers on a national scale before Deion Sanders got there? Now it's really up to Deion Sanders to continue to elevate the quality of play on the field and bringing in former NFL head coaches like Mike Zimmer to contribute to the staff. Not too bad and not too shabby. Mike Zimmer, he was with the Dallas Cowboys as an assistant every year that Deion Sanders was there in the 90s. Mike Zimmer says, I think the sky is the limit. If some people would donate to Deion and his football program, there would be no stopping him. He would be competing with the Georgias and Alabamas and everybody around the country. I do love Deion, and I'd do anything for him. Mike Zimmer told everybody what we would probably assume with Jackson State, that the pay is not good. And so here you have a 66-year-old former NFL head coach who probably understands that he's closer to the end of his career than he is to the beginning, absolutely. And I got to give Mike Zimmer some credit for actually being forward-thinking. I love it. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is here from Columbia, South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
Hey, thank you so much, JR. Yeah, you're spot on with this. Mike Zimmer, maybe the smartest move of his career. I mean, joining up with Team Deion, getting on this train at this point. Like you said, he's on the downhill portion of his career. The pay is not great now, but the writing is on the wall. We all know, I mean, Jackson State knew when they hired Deion what they were getting, what was going to happen when he came there. This is not an uncalculated move, having Deion there, and Mike Zimmer recognizes it, comes in, he's going to cash in on it. You hit the nail on the head. This is a fantastic, this is an extremely intelligent move by Mike Zimmer to do this. The paychecks are coming, the zeros are coming. He's going to, you know, at least match anything he's ever made, if not surpass it eventually, you know, in the next couple of years off this move.
You're saying Mike Zimmer is going to – Mike Zimmer said he ain't making basically no money. He said the pay sucks.
Yeah, right now. But, I mean, look, it's Deion Sanders. Like I said, Jackson State knew exactly what they were doing when they hired him, when they hired Deion. Deion knew exactly why he was being hired. And the thing is that Deion completely understands his ability to bring in recruits, to make this football program a competitive program at the top level, as you just said, competing with the Georgias and the Alabamas, well, and stuff like that.
It's going to take a hell of a long time for that to take place.
I don't know that it takes that long, though, does it, JR? I mean, in today's, when you have the transfer portal and everybody just skipping teams because they didn't get the first look or they don't like their situation, it's Deion Sanders. To a young kid, you have to agree. Like you said, you love Deion. You are completely on Team Deion yourself. I am as well. And that's because he's Deion Sanders. And to a young kid to go play for Deion Sanders, I mean, there's a lot of appeal there, JR.
No, absolutely. And thank you, Chris, for calling from Columbia. Am I on Team Deion? I appreciate what he's done. I'm on Team Entertainment. Whatever the hell is going to entertain me, I'm here for it. And Deion Sanders has gone to an HBCU. He has said that he has wanted to do this to help elevate additional HBCUs into, I don't want to say level the playing field, but there's a far off, if we want to talk about budgets. Deion Sanders, his salary here at Jackson State is $300,000. So if his salary is $300,000, what the hell do you think Mike Zimmer is making as an analyst? Come on, let's be real here. What is he making? 70, 80? He ain't doing it for the money. This is a beautiful thing, and I'd love it one day. And come on, Jackson State is competing in the SWAC. This ain't the SEC. In short, the tide can change, and he can get on a great quarterback and so on and so forth, but I still believe it will take time. Jason is calling from Mississippi. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, JR, I remember when I first called you, man, I said I didn't know if I was going to be your friend or your enemy. But, man, I really do love your show, man. You actually have done a lot more nationally on a bigger, broad stage than the actual sports broadcasters that do out here, man. And especially when it comes down to Deion at Jackson State, they laughed at it. They said it was a joke. They said he was a joke for coming down here. He wouldn't last long. But I just really wanted to call because I'm glad that you brought that spotlight up on him. And whether it's, you know, he take us to the moon or to the stars, I'm just glad we get some notoriety for the D I love down here, man.
Yeah, of course. And it's well deserved. Hey, Jason, what the hell type of guy do you take me as? You wanted to fight me?
I just said I didn't know we were going to be friends or enemies.
Well, whose fault is that, mine or yours?
Hey, it's both ours because you were saying some stuff that I didn't agree with, but it's good to agree to disagree sometimes, man.
Okay. All right, Jason, you sound like you try to go outside waiting to fight people.
Nah, man. I'm 6'6", I'm 125, man. I ain't got time to be fighting nobody.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate you, man.
Man, appreciate you, man.
No doubt about it. Listen, this is a good thing. You know, and that what Jason just said is accurate. People looked at Deion Sanders going to Jackson State, and they're just like, oh, he's just there for the money. I had people calling me up telling me that he's just going there because of Barstool Sports, and Barstool Sports is financing this and that. Well, where the hell you at right now? He couldn't go out there to try to actually help an HBCU? He couldn't be honest in saying that he wanted to help people who look like him? Where the hell are you at right now? You going to call me and tell me about Barstool? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Since we're talking about individuals giving up money, let's talk about LeBron. He ain't giving up no money. He's about to make it with the Lakers. We'll discuss it here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.